Glass House Collective is a nonprofit dedicated to bringing life back to Glass Street in East Chattanooga. Teal Tebow is the collective's director, and Erica Roberts is its creative strategist. Teal, Erica, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You have been busy at Glass House Collective. So many things to talk about. One thing I want to talk about right away is the health clinic.
Yes, Purpose Point Community Health is opened up down the street from us at 2800 North Chamberlain. It is led by Miss Catherine Lynn Jeter, and it's a part of the Village 2800 Church, and they are doing incredible things. They recently opened their doors and taking patients, uninsured patients. We are so excited to have them as a healthy anchor in our community.
I like that, too. Healthy anchor. Come on, man. I like that.
Already, this clinic is providing for such a need in the neighborhood.
There's been a massive need for this in our community. And now that the clinic is open and accepting patients, I think that we're still trying as a collective, as a neighborhood, to get the word out. So thank you for this opportunity and really just make sure that everyone knows that this clinic is there and it is open. So I think that's kind of the first step. When we spoke with Ms. Jeter and the good folks over there, we talked a lot about the fact that we've been working on health outcomes, but from a public realm standpoint, Ray, it looks a lot different, right? It's more a built environment type of work. So we were just so thrilled to know that we're able to pair kind of a holistic health approach now with this clinic. So we're really looking forward to continuing to partner with them and just appreciate how involved and active they've been in other community projects. Like, they were really involved in the live drive-through nativity event that the community put together. Glass House did not do that. We showed up as a support agent. That was not our project. And it was incredible. And they were a part of making that happen. So just having active participation from another kind of business owner health clinic is such a positive outcome. But then even more, what this will do in regards to health in our community, we're really looking forward to seeing what that does.
And also with the pandemic, you know, we noticed early on that marginalized communities were hit harder through with COVID, with the underlying diseases that, you know, made marginalized communities, Black and brown people, more susceptible to COVID. And so I think that, and I don't know if you call it a positive, but I think it's a uptake that people are concerned about their health and wanting to know, you know, what their risks are, and having something this easy, proverbially at their fingertips in their community right up the street, that they can go and get tested. You know, they can find out how to test if they're diabetic. They can go test for all the things that have put that community, marginalized communities, at risk for COVID. And also, if they have questions, you know, it's a great place to start with those questions. So I think it is a plus, and to use Teal's phrase, a healthy anchor. I like that a lot.
They did host a drive-through COVID testing site earlier as like one of their first events. So they've definitely been really accessible to the community, which has been great.
Speaking of holistic, let's talk about the Save-A-Lot. Let's talk about the mural.
Yeah, so Glass House Collective has really been focused on improving the public realm of the community. And so we started a lot of our work at the North Chamberlain Glass Street intersection. And over the past few years, we've been focused at Dodson and Glass Street. And a part of that work has really been having our neighbors and hiring artists to really create a vision for that intersection and then advocate for new sidewalks and street trees and just general beautification to aid into what we hope now is that, you know, now we have a grocery store and we didn't have that before. And so hopefully it's less of folks driving through and more folks stopping and shopping, but then also walking to and from their houses to get grocery. And so what is that? How do we make this a safer, more inviting and connected intersection? And so that's been a lot of our work over the past year and what we're going to continue to do in the new year. And so a big part of that is we are excited to put in an asphalt art mural on Crutchfield Street right in front of the Save-A-Lot in the spring.
I think having a grocery store in a community, it feeds differently, you know, for play on words, it feeds the community in a way of creating a space possibly for gathering when we can. It has the potential to do so much more and also keep people in the community, people stopping. As Till said, I have been excited about having that grocery store because I know of the power of having a store in a community and the types of engagements and the types of things can go on around it. And then the possibilities of when you add art into a factor with an entity, however you do that, it just boasts even more of what the engagement is. And also it boasts even more of what the community means and what the community can do. I've been really excited. I have some really good ideas. I know Till has heard them over and over again, of fun stuff to do around having a grocery store in your community. I grew up with having a mom and pop grocery store around, and I can remember them doing special things in the neighborhood and being able to even talk about doing a mural nearby, near there, with the community in mind. The possibilities of the two together, that's amazing community work, amazing engagement possibilities as well. As an artist, I get giggly about that kind of stuff. So.
And there is an opportunity ahead for the community to provide their input.
Yes, we will be launching the community survey. We'll have three mural designs, and we are going to try to figure out how to do this digitally and by paper. We're going to be scaling the 37406 voice and vote a lot higher than others. We're really trying to zero in on the East Chattanooga community, what they want to see there. Three designs to choose from. So that will be really exciting. And the two artists that are working on that is Courtney Brown, also known as Tucson. He grew up in East Chattanooga, and he's working on that with Kevin Bate, who most of us know as a muralist on walls. And so he's excited about the challenge of doing a mural on the ground. So we're excited about that. There was a lot of extensive engagement that Erica led at the elementary school, and we had a workshop that was safely distant back in October to really get the right kind of engagement and community feedback for the designers to be able to even come up with the concept, because we felt like that was really important to the process. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, in the spring, the community can come out and help make it happen. So it would be a participatory event that hopefully some of Erica's fun other engagement, artistic engagement ideas can happen around as well.
Yay, I'm excited about that.
We should also talk about the little free library.
Yeah, so it's fun over the years, Ray, to see things in the community pop up and Glasshouse not have anything to do with. And this is an example of that. The little free library was installed, I don't know, I want to say 4 years ago by some committed residents. And it's been incredible to see the partnerships that they've established with Memorial Hospital to share books, just like random folks dropping off new books for the community and the neighbors keeping up the little free library. And so, and then most recently, there's also a little free pantry close to the Save-A-Lot as well that community members designed and built, and it just popped up overnight. And so those are all the things similar to the live nativity scene. It's really incredible. You know, I think a lot of folks think, like Erica mentioned in regards to the health clinic, you know, I think a lot of folks think, oh, this is a marginalized community. But this community has incredible people, and they are the assets that make up this community, and they make it happen. And we are, and Glasshouse is happy and happy to support however we can. And there are times where we're not even needed, and that's even better. And so the little free library is an example of that, the little free pantry. And so it's about taking pride in the community and identifying the needs of the community, and what better way of doing that is the experts of that community, right? The people that live and work in that community. So we love to see projects like that happen.
And another project that we should talk about, Erica, is Heard and Amplified.
Hey, yeah. When we began the lockdown, we weren't sure what was going to happen. You know, we weren't quite sure what needed to happen. We knew that we needed to plug in some things in the community. But as a writer, as a poet, I felt like I wanted to express some stuff too and write. And so we started with the first blogs. I think it went for 11 weeks, maybe, the first one, which was to be about kind of about working through the pandemic, working through a quarantine, distanced on Zoom and the life in general, what was happening in the world, what was happening in the streets around it. And as we ended with that 11th post, it became apparent maybe weeks after that maybe we should continue it, but continue it with a more intentional purpose, maybe. And so that's where the Heard and Amplified came in. And that is a moment of me speaking with community leaders, community businesses, owners, and residents who have been a part of the community growing and who also have been a part of the Glass House, been a part of the work that we've been doing, hearing them and then amplifying their message, amplifying their space. And we kicked that off with me interviewing Kathleen Jeter for Purpose Point. We kicked it off with that one, and that was an amazing blog to read. But it was a way of us, the collective, writing about those members that have made and continue to make differences in the community, and those that we can call partners, they can call us as partners. And then the business owners, some of us, we know them. The residents, we know them. So it's been fun interviewing them and talking with them. I've been able to talk to, as I said, Kathleen Jeter, Deborah, as a resident in the community. In that respect, it was about talking about how they saw the community and what they wanted to see more of in the community. And it's amazing to hear that and talk to other businesses within the community as well. And I'm excited to be able to have a voice in this kind of a way. Heard. Amplified.
And where can people go online to check out all of this from Glasshouse Collective?
Glasshousecollective.org. Under blogs, you will find a lot of Erica's Heard and Amplified. The color scheme is bright yellow and purple, so it's hard to miss. You can also find out more information on the Planning by Doing workshop, the work that's been happening at the intersection under projects, but it all lives on our website. And lastly, too, the survey will also live on our website and will also be on Facebook, facebook.com/Glasshouse Collective. And we are also looking to create a Glasshouse Collective Advisory Committee. And what we're asking is that residents, business owners, nonprofit owners, church pastors apply to be at the table as we make decisions in 2021. And that it's important that the folks that make up the community are part of that. And so it will be half decision making and then half capacity building. So we're going to launch our second SWAY cohort, which it's a people's guide to community organizing. And it's a curriculum that Michael Gilliland from Caleb and Erica worked hard on that works with artists and residents to get them to be community organizers. Artists are actually incredible community organizers, and I feel like sometimes that it's not as noticed or invested in. And so this is an intentional way to invest in both residents and artists in that way. And so a lot going on. So we appreciate your time highlighting the good work that Erica and all the residents and neighbors in the neighborhood are doing.
Absolutely.
All right. Teal, Erica, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.